This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Late Tuesday, the U.S. Congress voted to remove Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's just the second time in history that there's been a vote to remove the Speaker, and just the first motion to succeed. The House will now have to elect a new Speaker. The vote in the House of Representatives on the motion to vacate was 216 to 210. The GOP has a razor-thin majority in the House. Most voted against the motion to remove their Speaker, but eight hardline Republicans joined with the Democratic minority to remove McCarthy. One of the group of eight House Republicans in the historic vote was Montana's hard-right conservative Congressman Matt Rosendale, who had criticized McCarthy for working with Democrats to pass a continuing resolution for a national budget to avoid a government shutdown this past weekend. Rosendale said in a statement, "Kevin McCarthy violated his promise to the American people and the Republican conference by working against them repeatedly and supporting ploys to aid the left." Rosendale, originally from Maryland, is a real estate developer who moved to Montana in 2002. Rosendale is a devoted Trump supporter. He has asked for Trump's endorsement of his reelection, but Trump has refused to give it. Rosendale ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2014, for the U.S. Senate in 2018. He was elected to Montana's at-large congressional district in 2020. After Montana regained its second House seat in the 2020 census, Rosendale was elected to represent the new 2nd Congressional District in 2022. A state district court judge in Missoula has blocked Montana's ban on medical care for minors with gender dysphoria from taking effect, while a lawsuit over its constitutionality continues, finding that the new law appears to have no rational relationship to protecting children. The challenge against Senate Bill 99, a Republican-backed law passed earlier this year and signed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in April, is taking place in the state court system. Other similar laws passed in other states, including Texas and Tennessee, are winding their way through federal courts. The Montana law was slated to take effect October 1st. Advocates for transgender rights, the plaintiffs and their attorneys in the Montana case, heralded Judge Jason Mark's decision last Wednesday as critical protection for young people and vowed to continue fighting in court against what they deem discriminatory legislation. The ACLU of Montana, a civil rights organization, is one of the groups representing transgender minors, their parents, and medical providers in the lawsuit. Akila Deernose, the executive director of the ACLU of Montana, said, "Today's ruling permits our clients to breathe a sigh of relief, but this fight is far from over. We look forward to vindicating our clients' constitutional rights and ensuring that this hateful law never takes effect." Judge Mark's 48-page ruling comes a week after a court hearing in Missoula was held on the preliminary injunction, which blocked the state from enforcing the law while litigation proceeds. There, the plaintiffs argued that Senate Bill 99 unconstitutionally violates Montana's rights to equal protection, the right to parent, the right to privacy, the right to seek and obtain medical care, the right to dignity for patients, and freedom of speech for medical providers. In his ruling, Judge Marks found that the 2023 legislature's record does not support a finding that SB 99 protects minors, writing that submitted evidence suggests that Senate Bill 99 would have the opposite effect. Marks also wrote that the plaintiffs were likely to eventually succeed on the merits of the case, one of the standards for temporarily blocking a law, and that Senate Bill 99 could be unlikely to survive any level of constitutional review. Judge Marks said that the court is forced to conclude that the purported purpose given for Senate Bill 99 is disingenuous, and that the legislative record is replete with animus towards transgender persons, mischaracterizations of the treatments prescribed by SB 99, and statements from individual legislators suggesting personal, moral, or religious disapproval of gender transition.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.